There is a really need to have a protocol in place so that the whole community understands why we make certain decisions. And one of the things we're certainly going to go back and think about at this point is how do we let parents know? I met with a group of parents this morning. And once I started explaining some of the steps that we take, there was a sigh of relief. And I think one of the things we're certainly going to go back and look at is because of past experience, and I've been in the system over 40 years, we never made the calls on snow days till the morning of. And many, many people complained about that. If you had to leave your home to get to work, it was an imposition, it was all kinds of issues. So then we decided to try to do it the night before. Because this storm was so unpredictable, and what we heard last night is not necessarily what we saw this morning. And by the way, just coming down here, it has totally stopped snowing. It is absolutely a beautiful day out there right now. So the reality is that we make decisions based on what we know at the time. So might there be times that we decide not to call it the night before, but to wait till the next morning? That's one of the things we're going to talk about and think about. When does that make sense to do?
Okay, let's come over this side, Sarah.
I have a question for the Chancellor. Could you just explain, when you said it's a beautiful day, can you expand on that?
She didn't say it was sunny Florida.
She
will clarify.
Coming down the stairs, the most obvious thing is stop snowing. The second thing, it's getting warmer, which means that theoretically the snow will start melting. So in terms of some of the dangerous conditions that might have appeared at 7 o'clock this morning, I don't see that right now. That doesn't mean I can predict what's going to happen 3 hours from now, but it's much better. And the other thing is just looking, like I said, looking out the window. You don't have a window here. There's a lot of people walking in the streets. So to me, you know, in other kinds of situations, you wouldn't have seen those conditions. So I think that's what I consider better. It's obviously not as nice as it is where my husband is in South Beach, but it's a lot better.